Yeah, the way they're set up, the way everybody seems to meander about them, that's the main intent, especially so that we can create those spaces.
Gotcha.
Because if we take footage specifically of the items, we will run the risk of getting yelled at or accidentally replicating it when we're in the game. Because there's a rising issue of non-native art, or native art being made by non-natives. So yeah, that's something that a lot of these vendors are concerned about. So I, yeah.
So kind of just general shapes.
General shapes, just so that our modelers know how to kind of create those.
In terms of audio, a lot of it is mushy, so to speak.
Okay.
You know, because you just listen to what's running right now, and you know there was a fan and music in there, so you wouldn't be able to use the music for sure. Copyright. So just so you know, that's the kind of stuff we're picking up. Every once in a while, I get a good little burst of conversation back and forth. So just so you know.
And that kind of helps us understand how the sound moves around in that space. So that's good. And even with the mushy stuff, it's how much of the natural wind can we hear, how much of the drums can we hear.
Yeah.
But in this instance, we're not really hearing the drums. So.
Yeah, but still, I am also getting wide shots, so to speak, of the audio, so that it's just a general.
As always, with the actual game, we have to go and create all of the sounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Again,
yeah.
But understanding how the space.
Re-layer them in.
Right.
To, like, recreate it.
So.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you telling me that.
I don't want you to go, what?
It might be more of a wrong we're doing a documentary.
Sorry. Oh, I was accidentally rolling during that.
Mushy sounds.
Mushy, yeah. That's a technical audio term.